Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moir of Dav Simon of Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir Dav Vav. And we left off at the bottom of Heyam and Beis, sort of in the middle of something. I left off at the wrong Tanan, so we'll have to go back to the first Tanan. And I want to just once again thank everybody for coming to the beautiful Siyam last night at my house. It was really very special. Every Siyam that we get together is a tremendous chizuk for me and hopefully for everybody else. The Jersey Chevra who drove in, Reb Zalman who drove in, and everybody locally who showed up, really thank you for being there. Special Siyam. We should continue, Bez Hashem, to finish Shas together, to be mechazik each other, and to steal time every morning. Mayim Gnuvim Yimtaku. The sweetest time is the time that you steal, is the time that you steal to learn, and that we are so blessed to be able to learn together every morning. So Hashem should give us the strength and the wisdom and the good health to continue learning until Me'av Esrim, until we finish Shas multiple times together with Hashem's help. Here we go. So we left off at the word Tanan, four lines in the bottom, but we're sort of in the middle of an Inyan. We just gave an answer from the Mishnah later on that the Mishnah was talking about Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. We gave an answer. We asked the question against Rav Masna at the end of the Mishnah that said that if you b'dieved, if you shave on day 30, you're Yotze. But Rav Masna held you need a full 30. You need 30 days. So how could, if you shave on day 30, how could that be good? So the Gemara answered, Miktsas Hayom Kekulo, to answer that question. So now the Gemara says, wait, Tanan, four lines in the bottom, last one on one. Tanan, the same Mishnah, the end of that same Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. If a guy says, I'm a Nazir for 30 days, Im Gilach Yom Shloshim Lo Yatza. So what do you mean? If it's Miktsas Hayom Kekulo, if a guy says, Hareini Nazir for 30 days, and if he shaves and ends the Naziris on day 30, you're not Yotze. What do you mean? But we just gave an answer for Rav Masna that he holds Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. Answer the Gemara, Be'omer Shleimin. The Gemara answers, no. We're talking about a case of where he said 30 full days. If he says Beferish 30 full days, then everyone would agree that you don't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. Now, so there's a little bit of a dispute, but Omer Shleimin, does it mean, it says, if he said Shleimin in every case, or where he actually said Shleimin? Argus is, but Omer Shleimin. So some explain as follows. Since we know Stam Naziris is 30 days, he could have just said Hareini Nazir without adding the 30 days. Since he just said Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, even if he does not say the word Shleimin, but just saying Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, it's considered as if he said Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom Shleimin. In such a case, even Rav Masna would agree you don't see Miktsas Hayom Kekulo. That's the way Tosfos learns this line. Not Be'omer Shleimin, it means where you said 30. Because had you meant just regular Naziris, you could have just said Hareini Nazir. From the fact that you said Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom, that means by definition Shleimin. That's Tosfos, and the Rush explains that way. According to the Girsa, they have the Girsa in the Gemara's answer, Naseh Ke'omer Shleimin. Their Girsa was, it's considered as if you said Shleimin, even if you just said the word Shloshim. However, the Rush said that if you have this Girsa, the Girsa that we have is Be'omer Shleimin. So then, no. The Gemara is saying that the Mishnah is talking about a case where a guy explicitly stated, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom Shleimin, where you actually said the word Shleimin. So that there's two different girsas and two different very important halachas about whether or not it's where you actually just said the word Shloshim, that's enough to consider it Shleimin, that you wouldn't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulo, or no, that even if you you don't say Miktsas Hayom Kekulo if you actually say the word Shleimin, and that's two opinions. Tosfos over here, actually, where's the Tosfos? Yeah. Small little Tosfos. Which Tosfos? On Heyam and Beis on the bottom. Yeah, Heyam and Beis on the bottom. Mishani, right, it's on the second widest line. Second widest line. Umishani, Be'omer Right, that's the girsa issue. What's that little letter? Samach Beis. Chav Kimmel, that's that letter. Yeah, so where does that go to the bottom? Ke'omer. Nas Umshani Ke'omer. So we have Be'omer. Maybe it's Samach Beis.
It's
Ke'omer, the Rashash. So, Pirish. Aval Gav, I'm reading the Tosas now. Pirish. Aval Gav de Mastis and Stomachatani Shloshim Yom. I feel like it came in Shloshim Yom, listening to Yaseiru, since he said the word 30, which is extra quantum of Masna, anyway, it would be 30. Tafil Stamler of Masna, Shloshim Yom. Vichyama Harini, Nazir, that should be. Shloshim Yom, Havikilu Omar Shleimim. Velekalamim, Mitzvah Yom Kikulu. Kachim Gilach Yom Shloshim Lo Yatza. So if you just say the word 30, it's as if you said 30 Shleimim. Good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh. And good morning, Avi. And good morning, David Yeshua. Good morning, Mordechai. And good morning, Dr. Joe, running from Florida. That's Tysus. But apparently the Rush has a different girsa. Nasek Omer. I'm sorry. Right, if you hold the girsa, Nasek Omer Shleimim. Right, depends. If you have Be'omer Shleimim, so then it could mean that you actually said the word Shleimim. But Tysus says no. Once you say 30, it's Ke'omer Shleimim. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara is going to ask against Bar Pada another kasha. Tanan, we're now on the three lines in the bottom on Hey Amid Beis. We learned in that Mishnah with the Tesai, Misha Nazar Shtei Naziro, someone who accepted upon himself two Naziruses. Megaleach HaSarishona, he observed the Yom Shloshim Ve'echad, Vashnil Yom Shishim Ve'echad. Bishlam of the Rav Masna Nicha. Rav Masna who said you need the full 30. So that makes sense. Stam Nazirus is 30. So 30 days, you finish the first one, so you shave on 31. Then right away on that day, you start 31. So then if day 31 is day 1 also, so then you could shave on day 61. Elabar Pada, Hashia, who says it's 29. So the first one should be day 30, and the second one should be day 59. Answers the Gemara, Amalach Bar Pada, Ema Seifa. Look at the Seifa of that Mishnah, it's a riot in me. Ve'im Gilach HaZarishon Liyom Shloshim, Megaleach HaZashni Liyom Shishim. So you see, it's a riot in me. Ela Seifa Mesayale. So the Seifa is clearly a proof to Rav Masna. And we'll see in a minute, it'll be a kash against Bar Pada. I'm sorry, it's a proof to Bar Pada. We'll see, it's a kash against Rav Masna. Ela Seifa Mesayale. So Reisha must be Ba'omer Shleiman, that you said, either you just said 30 or you said 30 Shleiman, like we just answered for Bar Pada, that if you say the word Shleiman, then even Bar Pada agrees that it's not 29, it's got to be 30. Oh, Ula Rav Masna, who said you need a full 30, Kashya Seifa. So how come it says, if you shaved on day 30, it works? Ula Rav Masna, Kidiktai Seifa, Yom Shloshim Olo Lakan Lakan. No, day 30 can count as a Mitzvah Yom Kikulo of the first one, and it could also count as the first day of the second one. Says Gemara, Mayhi, Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, Ha'amrachad Zimbel. You already said Mitzvah Yom Kikulo in the ratio where you said if you were Megalech B'Yom Shloshim, you're Yotze. So why did I have to say it again? That by two Nazirses. Oh, that's the answer. Answer the Gemara. No. The Chiddush is that you say Mikzi Yom Kikulo in both directions, both time, by two consecutive Nazirsim on the same day. I might have thought that you could say Mikzi Yom Kikulo on one Nazirus if you shave on day 30. Avol Shtei Nazirus is low, but what are you going to say? Mikzi Yom Kikulo on both ends, that day 30 can both be Mikzi Yom Kikulo of the 30th and the first day for the next Naziris, it could be both. You would have thought, no, I get it. You could say Mikzas Yom Kikulo, but Mikzas Yom Kikulo in two directions. How does one day count as two full days? Say, well, no, it does. Kamash Malan, no. That day 30 counts Lakan Lakan. So if you observe day 30, you could even count that day as day number one and then shave on day 60.
Rabbi, we have to do Machokas by Shmita, by Yovel. it was the 50th year part of the previous cycle, or is this the start of the new cycle? It's the same concept. I mean, it's not applying Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, but is that 1 year being utilized in both directions?
Yes, we see this issue comes up various places in Shas.
But isn't this fixed, Dovah, and this is an option?
Right, but the question, that's true, he is choosing, so it's not exactly the same case as Yovel Maskim, but it is similar in the sense that the question is, does he have the option even to choose day 30 to serve as both day 30 to complete the first of the years, and then he brings the Karbanos and finishes, and can he already start the Mitzvah Sayom on the same day? On the same day. Says the Gemara. A question against Bar Pada from the rest of that Mishnah. Tanan, we learned from the rest of that Mishnah. Im Gilach, the second one, Yom Shishim Chaser Echad Yatsa, 59 works. Sheyom Shloshim Ololo Min Aminyan. Because day 30 counts for both. Day 30 counts for the first one, and day 30 also counts for the second one. And therefore, if you shave on day 59, so it counts for the second one. Bishlam the Rav Masna Nicha. I understand the quote of Masna why that's a chiddush, because he holds that you usually need a full 30, but it's only because of Mitzvah Yom Kikulo that day 59 can count as day number 30 when you started on day 30. If you count, if you start on day 30, so day 59 is actually the 30th day. If day 30 is 1, then 59 is day 30. Elabar Pada Lamali, why did the Mishnah have to explain that? Ha'amar Shloshim Chaser Echad. Why does the Mishnah have to say Yom Shloshim counts as both? According to Masna, even if Yom Shloshim didn't count as both, 59 would be the right day. Answers the Gemara, Amar Loch, Anona mi aha samche. Rav Pada will say to you, no, this Mishnah is where I get my Shita from. That's why the Mishnah had to spell it out, because day 59 counts as the end. This is my source. Why did it spell it out? Because this is actually where I got my Shita from, that it's only 29 days. Now we have another question against Bar Pada Tanan. We learned in that Mishnah Misha Marein Nazir, Nitma Yom Shloshim Soser Es HaKol. Oh, wait a minute. If Bar Pada says that you only have to observe 29, so how come if you became Tameh on day 30, you have to reject everything? Bishlam Rav Masna, who said that real Nazirus is 30 days, Nicha. So if real Nazirus is 30 days, even if you'll tell me Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, but if you Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, the Gemara thinks at this juncture is only if you don't become Tamei on day number 30. If you became Tamei on day number 30, so I get it how everything was rejected. That's what the Rishonim explain over here. Even though Kuntra of Masna Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, and had you shaved and brought your karbanos on day 30, you'd be okay. However, while you have not yet shaved or brought your karbanos, you're still a nazir midaraisa, and if you became tamei, so it would reject all of your nazirus. Tosis talks about this in Dibra Masil, Nitma Yom Labid Sosra Kol. Mm-hmm. Just try to take a look at this. Tosis is a little bit long, but let's just try to read one line of it. Nitma Yom Lamed Sosar Kol, I'm on Vav Amud Aleph in the Tosfos. Nitma Yom, it's about three quarters of the way down the page. Nitma Yom Lamed Sosar Kol. Bishlam the Rav Masna Icha Perish. She Nitma Besoch Nizra V'Kasha. Ulu Rav Masna Mi Nicha Ha'arin and Leel. Ulu Rav Masna Libet Tanakam at the Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Im Ken Ki Yasa Mitzvah Yom Nishlam Yom Nizirusso. V'lo Yistar. El Azayin. As we'll see in a minute. Tosfos answers, Yom Ha'arin and Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Ha'inu Le'inyan Taglachas. Vavos Karbonosa. Dim Gilach Biyom Shloshim B'diyevet Yatsa Im Lo Nitma. Avol Nitma Biyom Shloshim Kodim Tiglachas Vavos Karbonosa Lo Arminim Mitzvah Yom Kikulo Lahakshiv Kenitma Biyom Shloshim V'Echad. Wow. Elavat, you hear what he's saying over here? He's saying Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo is only a halacha that will allow you to end the Naziris early. But it, as far as bringing Karbanos is concerned, but at the end of the day, before you have brought the Karbanos, you're still Nazir on that day. It's the, you don't say that the Naziris ends after 1 minute, right? You're still Nazir until, like I'll give you a mashal, mashal. We know that where does Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo come up for us all the time? In Avelos, right? In Avelos comes up all the time. And when you observe 7 days of Avelos, so on the morning of the last day, you're already done with your Avelos. So what do you mean? So people can't come and be Menachem Aval in the morning? Because what did they say? 1 minute of Mitzvah Hayom Kekulo? No. Until you actually get up, it's still Avelos at the time. You have the right to end the Avelos at any minute by walking up and walking out of the house and walking around the block. You have the right to end the Avelos. But Kol Zman that you haven't yet done that, you're still an Avel. So he's saying here too, you have a right to end it, but if you became Tameh before you actually ended it, that would destroy the Avelos. That's what Taisa says over here. Anyway, that's Taisa's Shita. Sorry, it's okay. No, I know you're writing. I just want to underline this. Yeah, I have it right. Okay, so
have,
I'm sorry.
You have to do an action to trigger Mitzvah Hayom.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not a moment in time.
So Bishlam the Rav Masna Nicha El Bar Pada, who says it's only 29 days. Kasha. So if you hold Naziris is only 29 days, then why, if you became Tameh on day 30, do you reject all the previous Naziris? You're already finished. And by the way, the Rush and the Meir point out, Tosas earlier, later say, what do you mean? But at the end of the day, even if you hold it, even if you hold it's 29 days, at the end of the day you didn't finish it yet. No. But so the Rishonim are assuming, the Gemara is assuming over here. Let's say you observe Nazir's 30 days. Let's say all 30 days. And you don't get around to bringing your Karbanos till a week later.
Mm-hmm.
And you became Tameh 3 days later. Everybody would agree in such a case it does not reject the Nazir's. Because you observe the entire day 30. Once you observe the entire day, you're done. Okay, you have a chiv to bring Karbanos and be Megalech, but you're not still a Nazir at that point. So if you became Tameh, that wouldn't reject you. But here, Legami the Din of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, this is still your last day. Even though Mitzvah Yom Kekulo can end it, but at the end of the day, if you haven't yet brought your Karbanos, you're still a Nazir on day 30, and therefore it's different. So the Gemara says, El Alabar Pada Kasha, if you hold the Nazir is only 29 days, you became Tameh on day 30, why in the world would that so, sir, all your Naziris? Answers the Gemara, Amalach Bar Pada, Ema Sefer. No, but look at the Sefer. The Sefer is like me. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Eno so, sir, Ela Shiva. Rabbi Lezer says, no, you only have to observe 7 dirty days, meaning, right, just count your 7 days and get sprinkled with the water in the submission on day 3 and 7. And then you can bring Karbanos. Isak Adatach Shloshim Beinon, Nistar Kulu. So you see, Rabbi Lezer says, it's like me, that it's only 29 days. Says the Gemara, no. Kasav Rabbi Lezer, Mikzas Hayom Kekulo. Rabbi Lezer holds, even if he holds that you would apply Mikzas Hayom Kekulo, even in this circumstance. In other words, really, Rav Masna, who said you need a full 30, would say, according to Rabbi Lezer, who says that you're only Soser 7 days, Rabbi Lezer holds Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Even if you came Tameh at the beginning of the day, nevertheless, so once you had 1 second of day 30, it does not reject it all. Says the Gemara, wait a second. But now we'll show you an opinion of Rabbi Lezer in that Mishnah that's like neither Rav Papa nor Rav Masna. Tanan, we learned to the Mishnah. Rainy Nazir Meyom. Let's say a guy says, I'm being Nazir for 100 days. Nitma Yom Meya, so sir is Hakol. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ena Soser Ela Shloshim Yom. Nitma Yom Meya, you have to observe another 30. Says Omer, that doesn't make any sense. The Isal Kadai Tuch Sav Rabbi Lezer Mixes Ayom Kekulo. In order to answer Rabbi Lezer to be going like Rav Masna, who said a full 30, who said he's got to hold Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. Now clearly, Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, then Nistar Shiva. So he observed day 100 already, it should only be 7. V'lo sov Mitzvah Yom Kekulo. So then, listar kulu, you should have to observe another full 100. Guy said, I'm nazar 100. He's tummy on day 100. If you don't say yom kikulo, if you became tummy on day 100, he should have to observe another 100. So he's like, neither opinion. And so the Gemara, lo olam, lo amrina mitzvah yom kikulo. Maybe really he holds like bar pada. And we don't say mitzvah yom kikulo. You asked, yachi listar kulu, it should knock off all 100. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish, had time to Rebbe Lezer. What's the reason of Rebbe Lezer? Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vizos Tia Torah Sanazar Biyom Melos Yemei Nizra. HaTorah Amra, Nitma Biyom Melos, Tein Lo Torah Nazir. Special halacha, it's a funny kind of halacha, but special dispensation, if you made it all the way to the last day, so if you became Tame on day number 99, then you have to observe another whole 100. But if you become Tamei on Melos Yemei Nizra, this is going to be the day of your Melos. Even if you don't say Misim Kekulo, special halacha, you only have to observe another 30. Special dispensation. Once you made it to the last day, so you only have to observe 30 days. Special pasuk, Reish Lakish learns. The reason Rabbi Lazar is, really you don't say Misim Kekulo, but Vizos Yatnaz Biyom Melos Yemei Nizra. Hatorah Amra, Nitma B'yom Melos, Tein Lo Torah Nazir. He only has to observe 30 days. Tosfos Rosh says, even though this pasuk seems to be talking about the day you bring your karbanos, and if you don't hold Mitzvah Kegula, this isn't really the day you bring, you're not bringing karbanos day till day number 101. But there's a special additional halacha of the Yom Melos, special additional halacha of the Yom Melos, that you only have to observe 30 if you made it all the way till the end. It's a funny kind of halacha. Okay. Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanai, let us say the machlokas between Bar Poda and Rav Masna is really a machlokas tanoim. Ad melos hayomim. What does the pasuk say here? Kol yimei nedizro tar lo yavol rosha ad melos hayomim. Until you finish the days. Shomani miut yomim shnayim. You might think yomim is just 2 days. Talmud lomar kodosh yiye gadel pera. You have to let the hair grow long. Like yeah. So that teaches me stam nazir is 30 days. Div Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says it's 30. Rabbi Yonas and Omer ain't tzarech. No, you don't need that drasha. Hareyu Omer ad melos hayomim. You have to observe naziris until the full days. Ad melos hayomim. What's an example of days that need an extra day to fill them up? What's an example of days that you have to sometimes add on them? Hari Omer, Shloshim. When you have a month, sometimes a month is 29 days, and sometimes a month is 30 days. So it sounds like you only have to observe 29. Meaning a day that needs to sometimes be filled. My love, so the Gemara says, maybe we could say that Rabbi Yoshia, Rav Masna the Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Rav Masna said that Estam Nazirus is 30, is saying that Rabbi Yoshia who learned from the word Yehiyah that it's 30, Ubar Pada the Amar Rabbi Yonah's son, and Bar Pada who said Estam Nazirus is 29 days, that's like Rabbi Yonah's son who learns from this word Milos Hayamim, a number that sometimes needs to be filled and sometimes not, that's 29, because sometimes a month is 29 and sometimes a month is 30. So sometimes you got to fill the 29 in with an extra and sometimes you keep the 29. So, yomim shetzrichin l'melos. That's the way Rabbi Yonason learns it. A month of days, which sometimes needs to be filled. So it sounds like you observe Naziris just for 29 days. Ad yom ad melos hayamim. until the extra filler of a day, until. Oh, so the Gemara says, sounds like they're arguing the same thing. Says Gemara, no. Amar lach Rav Masna, no, that's not what they're arguing about. Kulei alma shloshim bina. Everyone agrees that if you're mekabel nazir stam, both of these shitas hold, you need 30. Hacha ba'ad va'ad bichlal pligi. They're arguing what the word ad means. They're arguing about ad va'ad bichlal or ad v'lo ad bichlal. Rabbi Yoshia savar ad v'lo ad bichlal. So the word ad malos does not include the actual day of the malos, and therefore he needs the word yihyeh. So he can't use ad malos to teach me 30, because ad malos to him would mean 29. So that's why he needs yihyeh to teach me 30. Rabbi Yonan savar, no. Ad v'ad bechlal. When it says ad malos, it means until day 30 and including day 30. So they're just arguing on what the source of, on what they're, according to Rav Masna, who said that everyone agrees that Stam Nazirus is 30. He's going to say that both from Yosha and Yonasan agree that Stam Nazirus is 30. The question is, do you learn it from Yiyeh, or do you learn it from the word Ad Malos? Because Ad Malos means up until day 30, but do you say Ad Va'ad Bechlal? So Rabbi Yoshia says Ad V'lod Bechlal, see, he needed Yiyeh. Good morning, Yehuda Klonis. But Rabbi Yonason said you can learn it out from Ad Malos, Ad V'ad Bechlal. Ad Malos, but including the day of the Malos, day 30. So according to Rav Masna, they both agree Stam Nazirus is 30 days. The question is, do you learn that from Yiyeh, or do you learn from Ad Malos, Ad V'ad Bechlal? That's Rabbi Yonason. However, Tosfos in Dibur Maaskel Mai points out that according to Bar Pada, yes, it is a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Yoshia does not agree to him. Rabbi Yoshia holds. Rabbi Yoshia holds Stam Nazirus is 30, and Rabbi Yonason holds 29, according to Bar Pada. So according to Bar Pada, let's just take a look at that bottom Tosfos. Mai, Yom Haskel Mai. It's about five lines up from the bottom, four lines up from the bottom of the page. Mai Lav. Rav Masna, Krab Yoshia, Dedarish Yiyeh, Ubar Pada, Krab Yonis, Dedarish, Me Ad Malos, Velo Ad Bechlal, Dainu Chavtas Yom, Amalach Rav Masna, no. Dekule Alma, Rav Masna will say, everyone agrees 30 Kavasei. Rav Yoshia, Savar Bechol Duchten, Ad Velo Ad Bechlal, in all of Shas, Rav Yoshia holds, Ad Velo Ad Bechlal, so he needs Yiyeh, Hilchach Yiyeh, Boy Lamimar. Rav Yonis and Savar, B'chol duchten ad v'ad b'chlal. V'lo istrich drosha d'yeh, elam ad malos nafka. Ulebar pada, tzarech lomar tanoihi. So Taisa says, even though, according to Rav Masna, it's not a machlokas tanoim, but according to Bar Pada, you have to say it's malos nafka. Otherwise, where does Bar Pada get the 29 day from? So Bar Pada has to say, Rabbi Yoyna's son holds like me, that it's 29. He's going to have to say the Rabbi Yonason holds ad v'lo ad b'chlal, and you learn from there 29. Okay, I think. Oh, no, let's go to the Mishnah. Sorry, I don't want to make the same mistake again. Okay, we're going to go to the Mishnah. Says what? Amar Mar. Now, we're going to go back to that din of Malos Hayamim that we just said ad Malos can mean 29. So Amar Mar, so we're going to go back, Rabbi Yonason, right? Amar Mar's Rabbi Yonason just said, "E Elohein Yom Shet Shrichin L'Malos Havei Omer Shloshim." What is a number of days that needs an extra filler? That's 30, says the Gemara. Ve'ema Shabbos. Maybe Stam Nazirus should be just until Shabbos, and Shabbos is called the Malos, because Shabbos completes the week. Shabbos is the Malos of the week. So how do you know it means a month of 29 going into 30? Maybe it's 6 going into 7. Answers the Gemara, Shabbos mi ikach chasirusa. What do you mean? No. the week is always 7 days. I mean, you don't can't have a week of six or a week of seven. The week is always 7 days. You don't have to fill up the week with Shabbos. The whole week is 7 days, as opposed to months, which sometimes are 29 and sometimes are 30. So you got to complete it with 30. So it's shayach, a language of ad melos, by a month. But Shabbos is not ad melos. Every single week has a Shabbos. So that can't be resolved. Says Gemara, ve'ema shana. Maybe ad melos, stam nazir should be up until a year, because a year sometimes is 353 days. When Cheshvan and Kislev are both chaser, sometimes a year is 354 days. We're talking about the lunar calendar here. Sometimes it's 354. When Cheshvan is chaser and Kislev is mole. And sometimes it's 355 when they're both mole. So says Tosis to Yomaskel Ve'ema. Take a look at the top Tosis. Ve'ema shana, de'yeshan mole'em u'merubim b'yamim, k'shachadash mole'em, v'yesh p'chusim k'shem chaserim. So apparently they used to make sometimes mole and sometimes chaser. So this was before they used to make an extra adar. Says the Gemara. The Gemara answers, no. You can't say that a year is sometimes lacking and sometimes fill. Mi manin l'yome. We don't count years by the days. V'harabana de kesari amri minayin she'ein monin yamu l'shanim. We do not count a year by the days. We don't fill in the lunar calendar to match the solar calendar by adding days. Rather, every 3 years approximately, we add a month. Adar. Shenemar. L'chodshe ashana. Chodoshim mechashvin l'shanim v'lo yamim l'shanim. We fill in the lunar calendar to match the solar calendar, not by adding days. We do it by adding a month every 3 years, which is not actually every 3 years. What is it, I think?
Seven
every 19, right? Seven out of every 19 years. It's close to every 3 years, but seven out of every 19, we add in. Right? Take a look at the Tosis. Shannon, look at the second Tosis on the page. Shanim mi monin liyamim b'tmiya. Chadashim atapchash l'shanim. U'kishayin ma'arbin mosifin chodesh. V'lo yamim chaf o tesvav. They don't add like 20 days or 15. They add a full month. V'hachak siv ad melos hayamim. Hilkach vaday b'chodesh mayre. To even out a year, you don't add days, you add a full month. So therefore, it's obviously talking about 29. We don't say Stam Naziris is a week. You don't say Stam Naziris is a year. You say Stam Naziris is a month. Just to add one point over here. So there's a lot of discussion around this. The Rambam also writes in Kiddush HaChodesh as follows, that a solar year is 365 days. And the lunar year is either 353, 354, or 355, depending on whether or not Cheshvan and Kislev are both Mali, both Chazer, or one Mali, one Chazer. So it turns out that the solar year is approximately 10 days, sometimes 11, sometimes 10, sometimes 9 days longer than the lunar year. In order to even them out, so that Sukkot should be in Sukkot's time and Pesach should be in the Chodesh Aviv, so says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we don't add 10 days in each year or 9 days or 11 days. Rather, we wait till the third year and we add a full month. That's what the Gemara means. Chadashim Chashim L'shanim, which means we wait to year 3 to add on, but we don't add on each year 10 days in order to even it out. So explain, Tosfos, the Rambam, and the Rosh all say that pshat over here.
Maybe that's why we start doing Shiva Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's a whole month can fix a whole year. A whole month is added to a year to fix the whole year. It's not just a
week. Wow, wow. Very nice. Now, the Rush adds over here, even though we do add that if you have a 353-day year, it could be 355 by adding a day to Chodesh, Cheshvan, Kislev. That's not called fixing the year with days. That's fixing the month with days. And therefore, the year would come out to be 355. Some have a different pshat here. Let's see if we can figure this out in the last minute here. Some explain, Mona Chodesh and Lashanim means as far as Nedarim. Oh, let's say a person takes upon himself a neder for a year. Let's say a person says, I swear I will not eat this fruit for 1 year. So it's 12 months from day to day. If you made the neder Aleph Nisan, you're also till the next Aleph Nisan. Even though you might be missing the 10 days of the solar calendar. So it means you're only us until the next lunar year. You don't have to wait until 365 days. You only have to wait 300 till the next Aleph Nisan. So says Rashi and Megillah. And the Rush. Oh, and over here in the second pshat in the Me'iri. So according to this pshat, the Gemara is answering, we learn from the word Chodesh Hashana that a shana that's said by Nazir is counted according to the months and not according to the days. Others ask, you don't need a special limud for this. We know that Nedarim is halocha achalashim b'nei adam. So, person means what he means. Okay, we'll stop here. Bez Hashem, we'll start for the Mishnah tomorrow, 7:05. See you tomorrow. I want you to have a great day.
This is, it says the Rosh explains the reason.